We're talking with the NCBA president, Tracy Bruner, from state of Kansas. And Tracy, you here at the TSCRA annual meeting, the board of directors session here, you talked about both some of your responsibilities as president, both on the federation side as well as the policy side. Federation side, you talked about some things that are really important that we're able to do because of checkoff dollars through the federation, including issues management. Why is it important that we're able to do that?
Well, thank you, Ron. You know, we cattlemen invest some of their checkoff dollars in issues management as a way to be prepared for surfacing issues that can affect the climate for the marketing of our beef and beef products. In the day and age that we live in, the extensive media that everyone has access to, issues can become global overnight. And so it behooves our industry to invest wisely in preparedness. And, you know, there's two sides of every issue. And absent that advocacy, that preparedness from the beef industry to tell the true story or the story as we see it, that story will go untold. And so, you know, National Cattlemen's Beef Association is the voice of beef globally. We are the expert on beef and all things beef. And so when there are challenges for beef, there's no better advocate and no stronger advocate or loyal advocate than NCBA through the Federation of State Beef Councils.
I know on the Federation side, one of those things where nobody else will step up except the industry itself is in the area of research, especially when it comes to food safety and to nutrition.
Yes, we invest in all things that can affect the market and the perceived value of our product. One of those is market research. We want to understand how the changing demographics, the changing consumer of today and tomorrow. We want to make sure that our beef product is relevant for that consumer, and that it's they're able to make a beef choice that's going to fit their lifestyle and fit their goals and their needs.
Policy side of things, one of the things that you mentioned and continued kind of an uphill battle right now is trying to get something done in Congress regarding the Trans-Pacific Partnership. This is something that is really important, it seems like, to the cattle industry.
Well, it absolutely is. As I mentioned this afternoon, you know, we've lost over $100 million just since the change in the Japanese tariff a little over a year ago. That's only going to continue to get worse and increase. Japan currently enjoys 11% less tariff than we do. We pay 38% on American beef going into Japan. With TPP, when TPP is passed, that will immediately decline to 25%, and then on down to 9% over the 16 years of decreasing tariffs into Japan. And more important, or even as important, it will level the playing field between ourselves, Australia, and all of the partners of that TPP partnership.
TPP is going to be hard to obviously get Congress interested in voting on this year. Any ideas? And, you know, I know they've a lot of talk at the annual meeting in San Diego of trying to really keep this thing front and center to try to get a vote.
Well, you know, we are in an election year, and it has become a campaign issue for many of the candidates, but that doesn't mean that the positions that we're hearing are correct or that they're in the best interest of America, and certainly not in the best interest of the American beef industry. And that's why we're there leading. The cattlemen have been front and center on promoting TPP, and we're going to continue to push hard on trade. We're going to push on TPP because we believe that it holds the key to the future market for the future generations of beef producers.
Quotas is something I know the NCBA's put a lot of time and effort into. Of course, right now it's kind of on hold because of the court ruling. But yet EPA would love to implement that just as quickly as they can. How do we avert that?
Well, we continue to work as we are. As you said, it is tied up in litigation. It's in some jurisdictional determination stage right now. After that, it can go on to a court for a ruling. But, you know, we don't believe that that's the place for the federal government to be regulating the water of the United States. It's purported as clean water. There's nothing about clean water in this act. It's about federal bureaucracy, federal power grabbing control of every stream and farm pond and mud puddle around the country. It infringes on private property rights when farmers and ranchers buy a piece of land, why the property right that goes with that land is something that they invest in, and they make payments on that over time, and that is something that goes with the deed to the property. And we believe that the efficient use and the prudent use of the water resources of the United States is much better done as it is today at the local and state level, where all the stakeholders of can have input on the priority of water rights and the use of that water resource.
Last question as far as some of the policy things, and that is you alluded to the fact that the NCBA, cattle industry, has a very strong pack that you try to invest in the friends of the industry, folks that agree with you position-wise. Big election dead ahead. The November elections will be huge, not just for president, but all the other policy, all the other positions, Senate, U.S. House. How important is it that the cattle industry engage in something like a PAC?
Well, it's big. It's so very important. You know, the way our political process works, it takes money. It takes money to get your message out, and we invest in candidates that are sensitive to cattlemen's issues. It opens the door and allows us to tell the cattleman's story and the importance of not only cattlemen issues, but also beef and beef production and its role in the whole economy of our country.
You get around quite a bit. You're obviously just taking over the reins of the presidency of NCBA earlier this year. As you get out and you talk to folks like at this meeting here in Fort Worth, what are you hearing? What's the mood of the ship out there for cattle?
Well, it's still cautiously optimistic. You know, we have gone through a large decline in our market. We had a large increase in the prices for cattle and calves over the last couple of years, and now we've had some lower markets for the past year. So cattlemen are taking stock, if you will, and looking ahead. But there's so many things that are really bright on the horizon that give cattlemen a lot of reason for optimism. You know, I spoke about the potential of trade around the world, the growing markets over time we have a vastly growing global economy with consumers moving into the middle class at an astounding rate. That increases the value for all food, and especially the highest quality of protein, American beef. So a lot of cause for optimism. Cattlemen are very, very resilient. They understand that in a commodity production business there will be cycles, and that the rewards come to those who weather those cycles and are there to reap the profits when the cycle turns. And who knows, I like to believe that we're already on the way back up for another leg of really good cattle markets.